Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Yeah. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo. We your number one spot. We your number one spot for some sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two. We in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We your number one spot.
Hey, hold up one more time, man. Y'all can have the money today. Y'all can have the money today. We need some music. Yeah. Come on, man. We need some music today. Yeah. Y'all know what it is. I know this rant like it. It's nothing. Come on, boy. Let's go. Hey. Yeah.
Hey.
We in here.
Hey.
It's the Friday, August 30th edition of Dealing with KC. I'm Demi Borland.
Feels good.
He's Kenny Caraway.
Yes, sir.
Let's go, Johnny Kemp. What's good? Danny in San Francisco rolling over in his grave right now.
Yeah, we got to do what we got to do.
Check the mirror. I'm looking fly. Sound of the posse. Jump in my ride. Radio rocking. A monster jam. Feel the rhythm.
Pump up the sound.
Gotta give it to
Let's go!
Gotta give it to
hey! Yes, sir! Rocking to the beat.
Yeah.
I let this play. Don't play with me. Don't play with me. What's good? Come on, man. Hey.
You look so sweet.
Your sports show can't do this. Come on, Johnny Kemp. What's good? What's good? What's good?
Hey, come on, man. Come on, man.
Hey, don't play with me. Come on, man.
Friday night. Just got paid.
Everybody been trying like hell to get on my goddamn nerves all morning. But you, all like Kurt Franklin said, Jesse, you heard me. You can't take my joy, devil. Nah, I can't do it. Can't do it. They said, come in early. You got some work to do for San Francisco, which you just started last week. Well, Kevin in there working. Where am I going to do it? Well, you got to wait for Kevin to get done working. You know when Kevin got done working? 5 minutes ago. Can't do it.
Yeah,
you know what they
Kevin
said?
Walking out.
No, they said, D-Lo, you and Casey going to get out of here early today. Oh, is that right? It's Friday. Guess what they said, though? We need you to record shows for the next 3 days. Can't take my joy, though, devil. Can't do it.
Okay.
And my microphone still sounds like crap.
Well, you sound great on this end.
That's all that matters to me.
You sound great over here.
That's all that matters to me. I'm going to play another song. I'm going to play another song. That's what we're going to do. YouTube already took our money. To hell with YouTube. I got YouTube.
We don't get it.
Right there.
It ain't going to my pocket.
Start playing music every goddamn day. You ought to see running around. What happened to D-Lo and Casey's YouTube music? Or YouTube money?
Oh,
like the kid at the Colorado game last night who was just... Doing this for no reason.
In his bag. In his bag.
Travis Hunter scores a touchdown, and my man just like.
He was in his bag.
Like, buddy, the camera's on you. What you doing? What you doing?
Oh, man, he was in his bag. That was a good way to start the Friday, man. That
was a great way to start the Friday.
Come on, man.
It's Flashback Friday over on 102.5 today.
That's right, man.
Come on, man. What's good?
The ultimate needle mover.
Acknowledge.
Y'all know who the hell we are. Matter of fact, let me see. No, that didn't work. Stand by. No, I got it. Hang on.
We got something for you. Just wait. No. My man, he working right now. He working.
Hit that button and then this button. And then this button. None of this is working.
Oh, okay.
I don't know how to add this to the hotkey, dude. You're going to have to do it.
I thought he was mixing.
I literally can't do anything without you. This is ridiculous.
You want me to run in there and do it right now?
Yes.
All right, hold on.
Why did you think I would be able to do this?
Well, you do KSFM and stuff. I figured.
I do that from home, and to be honest with you, I don't know how I do it.
All right, I'm on my way.
I have no idea.
Man.
Jesse clearly got way too much confidence in me. Yeah, Stacy walking around on her phone looking, why the hell is my sports show playing music?
It's good. I mean, come on, man. It's Friday, man. Come on.
We got Brandon Ayuk.
Brandon Ayuk is here, man.
Look,
come on, man.
It was
a long road, man. It was a long road, but we got here, man. We got here. Now it's time to work. I got an interesting observation about that I want to ask you.
Oh,
I probably want to ask Kyle a little bit, too. Indirectly. Some things, man.
I thought you meant edit on the other screen.
No.
Where are we, KC?
From the worst slums of Sacramento.
Yeah, we official now, boy. South Sac, stand up.
From the worst slums of Sacramento.
All right, Corey. We see you, boy. Game 916 says, Stacey's calling. Cut the feed.
She was on her phone.
She was. She stay on her phone.
She was on her phone.
Her phone time got to be worse than Shams, man.
Man.
I'm going to flag her down when she walks by and ask her what her screen time is.
Hey, check this out. I want to tell my people. I want to share with my people real quick because we're going to talk about Brandon Ayuk. We got Kyle Massen pulling up on us. We got Chris Biederman pulling up on us. Separately, we've got Candlestick Chronicles
yes, sir.
In the building today.
Yes, sir.
So we got a lot to talk about with the Niners and Brandon Ayuk, and I got some thoughts of my own as well. But you guys been watching on the YouTube or whatever the case may be. You've seen the last few weeks or so. No, your boy got some specs or whatever the case may be. Those were just frames. Today, for the first time in my life, I'm wearing actual glasses.
Hey.
I see life in HD right now. These are my prescription. They came through. They came in. Got them this morning. Mm-hmm. I'm seeing life in HD, baby.
Yeah, so what's life like now?
Life in HD.
What's it like?
See it clearly now. I see it clearly. And I see that I was right when I talk about Chuck E. Cheese. A lot of people that went to Chuck E. Cheese, they was co-signing that. They was like, if you saying it's wrong, you hadn't been to Chuck E. Cheese in a while. The pizza's solid. And then another thing about that, nobody said it's the best pizza. I said it was actually pretty good. Tino's Pizza.
Well, hold on. You didn't say it was pretty good. You said it was bomb. You said it was bomb pizza.
It's not the best in the world. It's not Gino's Pizzeria number. Like, I'm not here to have that discussion. I'm telling you the Chuck E. Cheese pizza is actually pretty good. It's bomb. It is bomb. I'll eat four or five slices. It's good.
All we were saying is, I can't. I don't know. I can't go.
I was shocked at the answer too. Like I was expecting you to say like maybe Mountain Mike's or something. You went Chuck E. Cheese.
We've talked about those before. We know they're good. We like them. I like my Round Table. I like, you know, Pete's and all that. I like all that stuff. I even had Chicago Fire the other day. That was actually pretty damn good. And you guys know I've been critical of Chicago Fire, but it was actually pretty good. We know all that. One that people obviously don't know about. That was the whole point of the comment. Chuck E. Cheese pizza is actually pretty good.
Yeah, I don't think I'm ever going to get to find out. I'm not going to fight you.
You come to Ryan's third birthday party. You'll find out.
All right, I'll be there. Chuck E. Cheese. Rory says Chuck E. Cheese. He's on KC Live Show.
Oh, that. I want to say I'm down.
No, chill.
Doesn't work.
That could be tough. That could be tough. No. She thinks I'm waving at her. Like, no. Come here. Hey, I'm obligated by law to tell you we're live, in case you didn't know that. What's your screen time? Like, you know how you get the alert, like, every Sunday that says you spent, like, what's the number of hours you spend, like, on your phone?
Too many.
No, see, what is it?
I have no idea.
9 hours?
It's way more than nine.
Well,
that's a lot of time, though. 9 hours
bro,
in a week?
When have you ever seen her with her face not in her phone?
Point. But it's... generally email. I do limit social media to 45 minutes.
Yeah, that doesn't matter. It's still your screen.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's probably somewhere between 9 and 11 hours a week.
I'm okay, so if that's the number, I'm taking the over. You're going to get an alert probably Sunday morning and we're going to need a screenshot.
We can find that out. I just don't know how to get to it. Like it comes up as a pop-up. I'm sure you can go somewhere and find
Kim
it.
Knows.
Kim probably
Kim knows it. Everything. Yeah.
We'll
that's good.
Do some investigation and report back.
Okay. Thank you. Good. Well done. Thank you, Stacey.
Kyle knows how to find it. Kyle found out.
Kyle says you go to get settings and then you go to screen time.
No, wait a minute. No,
you guys kill me.
Hold on.
No. It ain't that damn simple. Hold on.
Hey, Siri, what's my screen time?
I don't see screen time.
That didn't work. I thought that would work.
Go to settings. Go
hey,
to,
Siri, oh, what's here, my screen
here's
time?
Here's screen time right here. Oh, yeah. Okay. It was two clicks.
So Siri said, sorry,
you just searched John Lynch on Twitter. That's it.
Okay, that's not funny. That's not funny.
Oh, man.
Patrick says, just scroll to the left of your home screen, dummy. All right, Steven. Settle down, bro. Relax, Steven.
Come on, man. Steven, always the one, man. You're always the one.
Steven's the reason we have to close the chat when Stacey comes in.
Also, I'm taking the over on 11 hours.
Oh, me too.
She was being like,
there's no way.
She's probably about 13,
absolutely
15.
No
That's
way.
A lot of time.
I'm going over. She is always in her phone. Always. She got Sham's numbers.
So mine is 5 hours daily average. Stacey is, what would that be? That'd be like double and a half. My time?
Not in a half, but it'd be double in some change. Where did we go?
You go to settings, you go to screen time.
I'll say it's like 12, 13 hours probably.
That's a lot of hours. And that's daily. That's a lot of time.
Yeah,
you're barely up that amount of time.
Hey, I'm in the, yeah. So where is it again? You said, screen time.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
My average is down 22%.
I'm 2 hours and 34 minutes. I shut y'all out.
Yeah. Well,
that's why every time Kenny says, did you see? The answer is always no.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
I'm lowering. I'm down 22% from
See, but you do like move from like the iPad a lot too. Like, what's the iPad screen time looking?
Who, me?
Yeah.
No, I'm more on the computer than the iPad. Mm. The computer stay open. We just getting started. Despite some of the in-building frustrations, vibes are immaculate.
Yes,
we got music. We got Brandon Ayuk. We got Candlestick Chronicles. We got Kyle Madsen. We got Chris Biederman. And we got a lot of... Cash Caraway is back.
Yeah, no man. No music. We about to get paid.
But Cash Caraway is back.
In states where it's legal.
I sure hope that's a long segment because, well, Stilo and KC, brought to you by Map Training. Head over to at MapTrition on social media. Head over to MapTrition.com. Use the promo code DLO1320. Get 10% off your order, no matter what supplements you are looking for to enhance your day. Strength enhancers, thermogenics for fat burning, cravings crushers, whatever it is, they even got sleep enhancers. Again, it's MapTrition.com. Use the promo code DLO1320 at checkout, and we'll come back with more of D'Lo and Casey on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
They're just out here saying stuff on the radio. Oh, we got numbers.
8 hours and 35 minutes from Stacy. Oh, that's not as... That's, I thought it would be higher.
That's not egregious.
But eight hours and 35 minutes.
That's this week, right?
Yeah.
But that also...
No, well, we can...
Yeah. She's got a fancy car.
Yeah, she does, but we need a minute.
For those of you that think that
we need a minute.
Music has gone too far.
Oh. We need a minute. Come on.
That's what we doing today?
We got to.
Shout out Salt.
Come on, man. What'd I tell you? If you don't know, now you know. Hey! I'm going to see if this music gets anyone's attention outside the building or outside the room.
You better put them hands together.
Summer of 96.
Come on, man. Y'all know what it is.
GP!
The best part about what's going on right now.
Now, young people, if you don't mind, I'm coming
here. Girl,
because the devil is alive.
Yeah, I ain't gonna cut Salt off. I'm gonna let it ride.
Okay,
go,
Harold.
Come on.
Can you help me?
When I think about the goodness and the fullness of God, make me thankful, pity, the hateful, I'm grateful. The Lord brought me through this far. I'm trying to be cute when I praise Him, raise Him high. I keep it live, beat bumping. Jumping, make the Lord feel something. Ain't no shame in my game, God's property. Getting big with church, ain't no stopping me. Now I'm stomping.
Danny in San Francisco just died a slow death. They're going to fine us $1 million for that.
Hey, I've got Kirk Franklin's third grade teacher's cousin's aunt on the phone. Well, you guys want to get him on?
No. The best part about that, Complex, Kim, and Stacy, all right outside our door. None of them found what was going on in this studio odd.
they went, oh, okay.
Not one of them.
Try to show on D-Lo and Casey.
Just leave them alone. just let them do their thing. It's fine.
Yeah, they're going to do what they do.
They're going to do what they do. It's too late to change them at this point.
You know what's so nuts? We're getting paid.
this is what I signed up for. This is what I dreamed about.
This is like this is the thing though. Like I woke, like everything was great. Training was great. My training for the last 3 weeks has just been incredible. Training has been great.
Yeah.
Just the day was good. The walk was good. And then like hour by hour, things just kind of started to fall apart. Mm. Like Aaron asked my help to put together a graphic for an office party. Like, sir, that is not my job. But that's my man. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to help him.
Mm-hmm. Question?
Yep.
Doesn't he literally sit within like normal talking distance of promotions who...
Yeah.
Just check my notes real quick. Makes graphics?
Yep. No, yeah, that's that one. But you know what? That's my man. I got it.
It's your guy.
I'm going to help. I got you.
You're his Dwight.
He sent me feedback. I was like, sir, you misunderstood. I was like, sir, you misunderstood what we were doing here. You asked for a graphic. I sent it. That's the end of this transaction. If you need something further, you're going to have to go somewhere else. Hey, D, you got to come in early, man. We're trying to get you on that San Francisco station to do some work over at Jams. Happy to.
Yeah.
I get here. I use the N studio. I use the wake-up call studio for that. Well, Kevin is still working. Mm-hmm. I'm going to throw Kevin out of his own studio? I'm a guest in his house.
Mm-hmm.
He finished at 11:50, which means my day got a little bit longer. Mm-hmm. Hey, Complex, what you need from Kenny and me today? Well, I need you guys to do this. Cool, we were ready for that. Mm-hmm. And this and this and this and this. Okay. Oh, by the way, before you go, update these commercials. It's all good. Instead of being upset, we're going to use the healing powers of music.
I have a song for you.
Oh, boy. All right. I can't wait to find out what that is. We're taking requests all day here. It's Flashback Friday on 102.5 beginning at 4 o'clock. Why the hell not start it at 12 o'clock? The show is 101. You can't touch us. YouTube can eat a bag. We've got stuff to talk about.
Oh, my.
We've got stuff to talk about.
YouTube can eat a bag. That's crazy.
We have got stuff to talk about here. Brandon Ayuk signs yesterday at 3:40. The numbers look good. Math leads me to believe the signing bonus is $32 million.
Something like that.
Because all that he's getting, you know, I think it was $47 million, you know,
32.88
yeah,
or whatever. Yeah,
yeah. Plus his salary for the year.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so that's a pretty good number. I think CD got 38.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like all of the numbers are at least in the vicinity, if not exactly, what he wanted to be out there publicly.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think of this Ayuk signing? And we'll get to the Schefter reports in a minute, but what do you think of the Ayuk signing?
Look, apparently it will, and we'll get to the, you just mentioned, we'll get to the
we
Schefter
can
reports.
We can get to it here.
I mean, the numbers sound right. My question is, why didn't this offer go on the table the minute Amon-Ra St. Brown's offer came down?
Yeah.
Where was the 4 and 120 with however much guaranteed? If you had to quibble over the guarantee, great, negotiate that, have the deal done before April ends. That's my question here, is why did it take you so long to get to this very, very obvious contract?
Mm-hmm. Are you, it sounds like, correct me, you're faulting the 49ers for this.
Yeah, I think so. At least, we'll get to the Schefter reports, at least initially.
Well, let's just say what the Schefter report is.
But the fact that it took until August 12th or whatever for this contract to get on the table is nuts to me, but go on.
So Schefter tweeted like he crapped all over the Brandon Ayuk parade in like 4 minutes.
Hilarious.
And said that this is, and remember the context here, Schefter has pretty much been trashing Ayuk in a very kind of like cotton candy way. Like, he hasn't called him out his name. He was the first one to label him disgruntled, like, in May.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he was the first one to label, like, this was a problem with Brandon Ayuk. And he said yesterday, ultimately, Brandon Ayuk agreed to a deal that's been on the table for 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. Essentially saying the 49ers didn't cave here. They didn't change anything. Mm-hmm. Brandon Ayuk, he's attempting to paint Brandon and Ayuk in a bad light. Now, whether that's his source with the San Francisco 49ers, I don't believe for a second that Adam Schefter made this up. I also don't believe for a second that what he reported was real.
Really?
I do not believe that this exact deal, as we see it right now, was on the table 3 weeks ago. Now, I don't know what numbers changed, if they were the guaranteed numbers, if it was the signing bonus, if it was whatever made it that the average annual value was $30 million. Maybe the framework of the contract was the same, but the deal that is being made public right now, it's really difficult for me to believe that this deal was on the table 3 weeks ago and Ayuk was just like, no.
So I kind of think it is real. And I think it's based on how the 49ers have gone about every other negotiation they've had and what they've said publicly. And then the way John Lynch and, to a lesser extent, Kyle Shanahan acted on, was it Wednesday?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
The way they acted publicly led me to believe that they were kind of just sitting there waiting around for something to happen. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, all the stuff's on the table. And I went back and looked. August 13th was when Mike Garafolo, great day, some say. August 13th was the day Mike Garafolo reported that the Niners and Ayuk are really close on a deal. Mm-hmm. There's one last obstacle to clear, but they're really close. Mm-hmm. That was August 13th that got reported.
Mm-hmm.
And then there were no additional reporting after that other than just repeating that.
Mm-hmm.
So when I look at that, plus how different Lynch and Shanahan acted a couple of days ago versus every other day and every other negotiation they've ever had,
mm-hmm.
leads me to believe that they were waiting around for Ayuk to do something.
Mm.
It wasn't like there were these good faith negotiations. Ah, hey, you know what? That's really close. We'd really like 78 guaranteed. And then I just went, okay, we can't do that. How about 75? And then they eventually landed on 76 guaranteed or whatever the deal was.
Mm-hmm.
It just, all of that makes sense to me. Like, all of that tracks to me.
What do you think?
I agree with Kyle. The John Lynch, who is a really good GM, and Kyle Shanahan the same way, obviously a good coach, but they're about, it feels like, they're about as pro player as front office and coach can be in the NFL. Like, they seem to, at the very least, consider the players in all these situations. And John Lynch, when he came out on Wednesday and he said, at some point you got to play, that was uncharacteristic of him. That lends me to think there was a level of frustration going on. Like, we've given you he didn't say it. I'm just kind of, you know, assuming or reading the tea leaves. But we've given you everything you want. Why haven't you signed the contract? Why aren't you at practice today? That's how that came off. And it was interesting to see in the moment. And then when you hear this report, it makes a little bit more sense. Now, it could be 100% true. That report didn't have to come out. Like, that didn't need to.
Exactly.
It didn't need to
exactly
be out there that way. But, it is. I mean, like, it's all part of the game, right? Like, the team could take the high road and not put that out there or anything else like that. But at the same time, whether it's John Lynch or Parag or even Jay York himself, for the last 2 months, people have been talking about stop being cheap with this guy. Mm-hmm. You guys are doing all this. And they're telling, we haven't been.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we haven't been. So that they're human beings. That's maybe how that gets out.
I do think that there's been a lot of people floating that the Niners just don't want to lose the negotiation. They felt like they lost the Nick Bosa negotiation, so they weren't going to lose this one. Da-da-da-da-da. They kind of did, because they ended up giving them a market value deal. They didn't get some, like, below value, like, wow, what a steal, what a contract. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So,
but a market value deal wins for everybody. Like, I don't understand why that would be considered but they didn't, a loss. They didn't lose the Nick Bosa deal either. They play one
but
of
they
the
believe
best.
They did.
That's dumb.
I couldn't agree more. It's a major...
But what I'm saying is that's dumb. Yeah.
It is a major flaw with how they negotiate, I think, is that they go in trying to win the negotiation. Matt Barrows was just on our show and said as much. Like, this is what they want to... Both sides want to win. Like, that's the whole point. Both sides want to win. But... I think that this report, the Schefter one coming out, and the fact that Jed, I'm guessing it's Jed, I don't want to, somebody high up in the 49ers organization immediately gets on texting Schefter, this deal's done. Also, this deal's been on the table for 3 years because, hey man, they wanted to let everybody know, hey, we had this out there a while ago. This has been out there. We didn't do, this is not us.
So here's my biggest issue with your guys' thought on that is between the show we did yesterday, and I thought we were pretty hard on Brandon Ayuk yesterday, and that tweet, I think it's gotten to the point where, in at least in my mind, I feel like we're insulting Brandon Ayuk's intelligence.
What do you mean?
That's what this feels like to me. Because everything leading up to this was, well, he wants to be in the $30 million range. He wants that 30. That 30 is really important to him for average annual value. For what reason? Only he knows. Only the football players know. But that's fine. That's not the number that matters. But he got it. He wanted to be amongst the highest paid. He is. It's going to change a little bit when Jamar signs. But that's okay because Jamar is a top tier wide receiver. And so if a team is like, all right, we got you. Here's the 30. Here's so CeeDee Lamb wouldn't have signed yet. A $32 million signing bonus. I think that was the number we said, right? $32 million signing bonus for a wide receiver is incredible. That's fantastic. He would have gotten virtually everything that has been leaked that he wanted 3 weeks ago, and he just didn't take it. He didn't take it for what reason?
TBD. Don't know.
That's where I feel like his agent has, what do we want? This is what we've asked for. They have it. What are we trying to do here?
Didn't the agent come out and say
he refuted that immediately? Yeah. Like
as
immediately.
He should. Yeah. He looks like a jackass. Yeah. As he should. And that was, of course.
Well, and I think
Schefter changed team. I'm pro agent. Like I was like, this guy is not like that. This guy is doing his client a disservice.
And I could be wrong, but I think Schefter changed the tweet. The date originally said August 10th, and then he changed it to 12.
Yeah, and I think
that's right.
That.
Yeah.
So maybe that's what.
If it said the 22nd, I might like. Oh, okay.
Yeah, a few days. Okay, I
don't know that that's still the best, but he sat on this for 3 weeks.
Tyler Jennings in the chatty house brings this up, and this may be what it is. He said BA didn't want to be at camp. Yeah, the deal he agreed upon. There it is. The deal he agreed upon. That came out. The report came out the day the 49ers finished their preseason practices. They have a bonus practice on Tuesday where they'll get on the field and do light stuff. They won't do a crazy full practice. And then their first full practice is next Thursday, a week from yesterday. So it comes down yesterday that Ayuk goes, okay, yeah. So maybe that's it. Maybe that deal was on the table and he went, yeah, but you know what? Hey, Nick Bosa didn't pull up until the regular season started last year, and that sounds kind of nice. So I'm just going to keep being in these meetings and not being on the practice field, and we'll just agree to this on this day. That's risky. It is. But that would be the explanation that makes sense to me more than him just going, oh, do I want to go play in Pittsburgh? I'm just going to have everybody hanging in limbo. Because I don't think that's what it was.
That's just why I'm struggling to comprehend that this is real.
My understanding for a while ago was that the Niners were pretty frustrated with Ayuk. But I don't know if that's because this deal was on the table and they were like, look, here's a... We let you go negotiate with the Browns and the Patriots and the Steelers. We know what the contract range is. Here's a contract in that range. Do you want to play for us or not?
So, and at some point, wouldn't you have put that out there? Because everyone believes
that's a good point.
The 49ers are leaking a lot of this information. Why? Because this would have made Brandon Ayuk look terrible. Mm-hmm. If you leak the deal he got yesterday, a week ago, mm-hmm. and you're, and I know I'd be staring at it like, what are we doing?
Yeah, what are we waiting on?
That's what he, isn't this what he wanted? Mm-hmm. Like they could have buried him.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, why wouldn't they have?
Because maybe they wanted to keep him?
And maybe they just don't operate like that. Like maybe that's not what they do. The other thing.
I don't know. That Sheffield was kind of trash.
Or, to Damien's point, they're lying, which is on the table.
Which is, like, to me, which is, like, really crazy to just flat out lie.
Well,
it, like, to just really say, thing. Like, to make all of this
it
up.
Doesn't, well, it doesn't have to be a lie, though.
You could then come out, go back to them and be like, what the hell are you putting this out for?
Well, see, and it doesn't have to be a lie. It can be a manipulation of facts.
Yeah.
A lot of it absolutely. Is true, but not all of it.
Absolutely. Yeah. There are other moments around the time, too, like, talk about somebody that's kind of upstanding and respected in this whole thing. And I don't know where his sources or he gets his information. But I think probably, I want to say it might have been after the Raiders game. So that was a week ago. It might have been the week before. But Matt Maiocco was talking like, yeah, this should be getting done mm-hmm. very, very soon.
Mm-hmm.
As if somebody told him, I'm just speculating again. Somebody told him, we're giving him everything he wants. Mm-hmm. Like, it's there for him. He's just got to sign it. That was like a week and a half ago. So it's not the same three-week number that Schefter put out there or whatever that time frame was. But it does feel like something was out there for him for at least a week and a half. Mm-hmm. And he was sitting on it.
Yeah.
Because Maiocco, I mean, you know, and the reason why I trust Matt, because he's not really – he's just kind of straight down the middle. He don't really.
He's a reporter.
Yeah.
He's James.
Yeah. And he was, I remember it vividly because I was like, oh, okay, we're getting work done. He's like, yeah, I expect this to be done mm-hmm. pretty soon.
Mm. And Maiocco?
About a week later, we still didn't have nothing going on.
Sacramento Kings fan, Matt Maiocco.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, very good.
Never knew that.
I agree. Right.
Yeah.
I love that. Shout I love that. I predicted yesterday that Trent Williams would be done by the end of the day. Do you, how, no? No.
No, okay. I, no? we, right. again, Matt.
All right. You didn't cut that yesterday, did you?
I got your back, bro. Don't worry. Right.
Thank you.
I mean, maybe you're right. Maybe that's literally what the Niners have been trying to get Trent to take a little bit less than, hey, we're not sure on the Ayuk thing. We're kind of trying, so can we get under this number or whatever? And maybe now that they know the lay of the land and exactly what they're paying Ayuk and where they what kind of flexibility they have with his contract moving forward, maybe now they'll go, okay, great, Trent, here's the bag, take whatever you want. And he signs. But Matt Barrows brought up an interesting thing that Trent Williams hasn't played a full season in a decade. And he's played like 14. He hasn't played a 16/17 game slate mm-hmm. in like 10 years. And
I don't think that means anything. Like he misses games. That's not a big deal to me.
Okay, so I would tend to agree with you, but Matt
it's
said
not like
that,
he's playing seven.
No, right? No, but Matt said that perhaps games in September aren't as important to him as being fully healthy mm-hmm. for December, January. Mm-hmm. And maybe he's looking at it going, you know what? This is really close. I'm just making up numbers, $30 million a year. They're at 29. I'll take 29. But I'm not going to take 29 today. until September 22nd mm-hmm. or whatever the date. Mm,
that doesn't feel like Trent Williams to me. I'm talking like me and Trent Williams are really good. Me and him are really, really, really good friends from my time in Washington. I don't know. It just doesn't feel like the type of move that he made.
I'm just
the 49ers aren't the Commanders either.
Matt Maiocco, or not Matt Maiocco, but Matt Barrows is pretty plugged in. Mm-hmm. And just the way he kind of talked about it, it made me think that maybe Trent is not going to play week one. Unless the Niners get to
he's
this.
He's like, well, Hassan Reddick's not playing, so why should I?
But also, what's stopping the Niners from giving him whatever he wants?
Yeah, I don't know.
That's been my whole thing. If it messes you up 2 years from now, deal with it then.
It can also be, well, what do you want, $30 million? Okay, here's $30 million. You don't want to play week one? Okay.
Yeah, cool. See you week two.
Yeah, it's fine. It's good. Just be on the sidelines and help. Like, just, I don't care. Just just be there for vibes. Like, I mean, like, did Trent's earn that? He could do what he wants at this point.
Jalen Moore coming out with the bump box is not going to work.
Yeah, that's not it.
They're going to win on Monday, by the way.
They're definitely not winning.
You said the Steelers were going to smack them last year.
You do this all the time.
And they beat the hell out of the Steelers.
Yeah, well, that was different. That's a mystery. That's a mystery by me.
The real quick, before you go, you might not even have time to respond to this.
Before I go.
There is... And unless you want
to hang out.
Well, we got people coming. We can't hang out.
Do you realize what that sounds like with no context?
Yes. That's
Did you hear
funny.
What you just said?
Yes. That's why. That's the funny. That's fine. That's fine. I was trying to pick up a foul. I got fouls to give.
Draymond Mattson over here. Just
I got fouls to give. We don't have enough.
Hey, a guy said that to me in pickup one time. He drive by and he just tackles me, and I was like, I'm gonna take that. Like, I got, and he was like, I got fouls to give. It's like, damn,
come on, man.
All right, he does.
Let's go ahead and get this game over with so we can get this guy off the court.
when do you play pickup?
This is years ago, when I lived in Arizona.
Oh, okay,
and I played down there a lot.
Okay, all right. Kyle Mattson, ladies and gentlemen, NinersWire.com. Candlestick Chronicles, and of course, the Insiders, your partner on the Insiders, will be with us at 3 o'clock. Your partner on Candlestick Chronicles,
hey.
Chris Biederman, he joins us next.
Nice.
Here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. All right, we got the Candlestick Chronicles duo here with us. Kyle's leaving. He's had it. He's had it with just about everybody here at this point. As we welcome in our good friend from the Sacramento Bee, and of course, the mentioned podcast, Candlestick Chronicles, our man Chris Biederman. Chris, always a pleasure to talk. Actually, I want to make sure we talk about a couple of things because Chris has been doing some great work over at the Sacramento Bee, talking high school football as well as Sacramento A's stuff on the way. But let's start with the 49ers. Let's start with Brandon Ayuk. The big discussion here with Kyle a few minutes ago was, this is a weird place to start, but I feel like Schefter crapped on everybody's parade. What do you think the validity of the Schefter tweet was that Ayuk essentially signed a deal that has been out there for him for roughly 2.5 weeks?
I think it tracks. With what I've sort of gathered a little bit was that there was a lot of frustration towards Brandon Ayuk, and he was being a little bit wishy-washy. Mm. And I think it was pretty clear in the way Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch addressed the media earlier this week, when they talked about it before the deal was signed, like, those guys are very clearly frustrated, right? Like, Brandon Ayuk requests a trade. They negotiate a trade with at least three teams, right? It sounded like they had trades with Cleveland and New England. And then Brandon Ayuk simply didn't want to go. And their trade with Pittsburgh, according to Diana Rossini of The Athletic, was contingent on them being able to get Cortland Sutton for a third round pick that they would be getting from Pittsburgh in that Ayuk trade, essentially making it a three team deal. Mm. And then for it to get to this point where, you know, Brandon Ayuk signs for exactly what Amon-Ra St. Brown signed for, at least on, you know, on at first blush on average annual value and all that, it's like, all right, this is kind of where everyone thought we were going to end up. And then we got here, but it took all these crazy twists and turns. And now it's, you know, a week before the season starts. And this feels like it could have been happening. This could have happened a long time ago, I think. So that's my takeaway from what Schefter said. It kind of falls in line with that. I know his Brandon Ayuk's agent refuted that. I think this is the what happened was the process was just frustrating for everybody on all sides.
My, you know what I think part of my problem is too, Casey, is it's Schefter. And I feel like Schefter is kind of, whether he has it out for Ayuk or Ayuk's agent, but I feel like he has worked pretty hard over the last 5 months to make Brandon Ayuk look ridiculous in all of this. If it had come from me in Rappaport or is it Mike Garofalo, I might have felt different. Or Matt Barrels or Chris Biederman. I definitely feel different if it came from Chris Biederman. But because it's Schefter, I immediately looked at it sideways.
Yeah, he's a guy that he pulls those type of moves. You know what I mean? Like, we don't forget what the Lamar Jackson situation was and how that went down. For whatever reason, he pulls those type of moves when it comes to these negotiations between teams and star players. I don't know why.
Yeah, I would say I would say he tends to side with the team when it comes to sort of the veiled reporting he does on some of this stuff.
But Chris is the second insider to say this track, so I'm kind of a lone wolf over here. I'll say third because you're an insider too. I say third.
I don't know if it's exactly August 10th or August 13th or whatever, but it does feel like it was there for a couple weeks. And like you said, it could be the framework could have been there for that amount of time. You know, little things here and there could needed to be reworked the entire time, and you know, they were going over it or whatever the case may be. You said it doesn't have to be a lie. It could be parts of the truth.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And I think worst case scenario, that's probably what it was.
The thing was, it was clear, you know, Brandon Ayuk and Amon-Ra St. Brown were going to get similar numbers, right? And Amon-Ra signed his deal like right around the draft. It was like April 24th. So I think everybody on the outside sort of knew like, all right, like, and it was reported. It was reported at the time that Brandon Ayuk is looking for Amon-Ra St. Brown numbers. And that's basically what he got. Hmm. So I think it's just kind of I don't know. I haven't heard too much about it because the Niners have been pretty tight-lipped. But my sense is there was a lot of frustration on both sides regarding this whole thing.
So what now? All the tension turned into Trent Williams?
Yeah, basically. I wonder, like, and again, this is just me speculating, but I wonder if the 49ers are saying, all right, Trent, like, if we're going to guarantee you 2 or 3 years of this money, can you guarantee us that you're not going to retire at the end of next season? Hmm. Right. And so, you know, I don't know which side I come down on that in terms of, like, I don't know what the exact dollars are, but my assumption would be the Niners are leery of giving Trent Williams a bunch of guaranteed money if they don't think he's going to play out the length, like if he's going to play the amount of time commensurate with that guaranteed money, right? Like if they guarantee him 2 years, they're probably hoping that he plays for 2 years so they don't have this gigantic dead cap number. On the other hand, it's like, man, just pay him. Like this kind of feels like the last ride with this group. Like you just kind of got to pay him. And then if you have to replace him with a draft pick later on, then you do that. And you kick the can down the road when you get to that point. But for me, it's, you know, pay Trent Williams now. But I would imagine there's got to be some question about the guaranteed money that the 49ers are wanting to pay him while wondering how long are you going to play? Because if you're only going to play 1 year, why would we guarantee you 2 or 3 years worth of money?
Well, Damian's brought this up a number of different times. And I got to believe there's something that NFL front office people, the 49ers front office, Parag Marate, and agents and everything. I got to believe there's something that's there that we're not seeing, but why wouldn't they just do the Aaron Donald deal? Where if he plays, we pay you. If you retire, we're not on the hook for nothing. Like, it seems very simple if that's what the 49ers' concern is. Just structure it just like the Aaron Donald deal.
Yeah, I'm 100% with you. I think that would make a lot of sense. I do wonder,
why are
too,
we
like,
smarter than everybody? I don't understand.
I do wonder if there's a sense like, all right, Trent Williams has been here for what, 2 years now, 3 years, and there have been deep runs in the playoffs in all the seasons Trent Williams has been here. Maybe he just doesn't really want to participate in training camp, and maybe he's just like, yeah, I'll show up a week before the season starts, and then we'll get going. Mm-hmm. And you know, because you go to the Super Bowl, your season's 5 weeks longer than it normally would be otherwise, and training camp is about 5 or 6 weeks. So, you know, maybe that's the part of the calculus where Trent's like, yeah, like, you know, I could sign this whenever, but I'm just going to take my time because I don't really feel like I need all these practice reps. Which, to be fair, if you're, you know, 36-year-old Trent Williams with everything he's done in his career and how well he played last year, like, I think that's a reasonable take to have.
What do you feel about this team overall? I mean, we've heard Kenny's talked about the vibes, feeling a little off. A phrase we focused on a lot this week came from Manti Te'o, and it was emotionally drained. How real do you think that stuff is? You're kind of chuckling at that. Do you disagree with the sentiment? Now, we did agree the execution of the way he laid that out might have been a little clunky. But in the end, I thought there was a point to the emotionally drained line.
No, for sure. I just laugh at Manti Te'o talking about emotions and being able to read situations accurately.
Poor guy.
Poor guy.
That's why I was laughing. Look, I don't mean to take shots. I don't necessarily disagree with them. It's really hard. Like, you talk to all these guys, like, you know, climbing up the mountain, getting there, and then not winning is emotionally draining, right? But on the other hand, it's like, well, regardless of what happened last year, they were going to show up to training camp. They're going to play football this year anyway. So I see kind of both sides of it. I think they're going to have to win a different way this year. And like, you're going into the season, like, kind of banged up, right? Like, we don't know what kind of shape Brandon Ayuk's in. There was a back and neck injury. So if, you know, if he's not 100% or if he's not as productive as we're used to him seeing, then, you know, is Ricky Pearsall going to be able to produce at all? Is he even going to play week one, dealing with his shoulder issues and the fact that he hasn't played any preseason games and hardly got on the practice field this summer? Do you feel comfortable with Jacob Cowing being your number three receiver? Just a lot of question marks at that point. You feel good about Deebo Samuel. Maybe you feel good about Brandon Ayuk, but you still have question marks. You have Juwan Jennings dealing with an oblique injury, right? Along the defensive line, that's typically been the team's strength. You know you have Nick Bosa, and then you don't really know if you're going to be dominant at the other three spots, right? Like, you feel okay about Leonard Floyd, but you don't really know given how much he's played. And at this stage in his career, he's clearly on the back nine of his career, right? The one thing I do feel pretty good about going into this season is the secondary. I think the Niners secondary has a chance to be really good. And I think this is going to be the first year since Kyle Shanahan came on that the secondary is going to be better than the pass rush. And I don't necessarily think that's a bad thing because we've seen teams win both ways, right? We're just used to the Niners winning with the pass rush. But with D'Amador Lenore in a contract year, with Charvarius Ward in a contract year, I think Jair Brown is ready to take a significant step. We'll see about Talanoa Hufanga, but I don't think there's going to be a huge drop-off if he's not playing between, you know, Talanoa Hufanga and even George Odom or even Malik Mustafa, right? Like, I think they can make that strong safety position fit until Hufanga is back or he's back to 100%. And I think Renardo Green is showing signs as a rookie that he might be a useful player, maybe more useful than any other corner in their rookie season than they've had recently. And then you have Isaac Yiadom, who had a really good camp before his ankle injury. So I just think the secondary is going to be really good. I do have questions about the health of the receiving corps, given Pearsall's injuries, given Juwan Jennings' injuries, given that you might be, you know, asking Jacob Cowing to be your third receiver to start the season. But, you know, like, that's a long-winded way of saying I think that it's going to be a different team. They're more top-heavy this year, and I don't know that the depth is going to be there, so they're going to have to rely on their stars. And I think the big question has been, well, if two of your stars, Brandon Ayuk and Trent Williams, got no training camp, what's that going to look like early in the season? I think that's a fair question to ask.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.